Well, welcome back to the Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour. We are here with Jig Jam today, and we are going to have our Shoot the Moon Radio quiz show. But before we do that, we have a very special guest. We always like to feature a local or regional performer whenever we can. And this gentleman was on our stage not too long ago. I've known him for a long time. Let's welcome Paul Mitchell to our stage. And Paul, you played the most lovely folk tunes the other evening at Open Mic, and I was moved. They were really touching to me, these songs, and you shared the stories of them. How long have you been interested in playing folk tunes on this instrument, which you call?
A melodeon.
A melodeon, okay.
Yeah. It goes by other names. They call it a diatonic accordion because there's two keys, and in Italy they call it organetta.
Wow.
And
Leave it to those Italians.
Yeah, yeah. This is an Italian
instrument. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's great. And what about this song you're going to play? Yeah. Well, first of all, how long have you been playing?
I started playing accordion at a real early age and started lessons at age 12 for a few years and picked this. My brother gave me an old melodeon 40 years ago and I picked it up and it just kind of clicked. So I've been playing one ever since.
Well, that's great. That's a wonderful thing. Now, I love it. Is it made of wood and mother of pearl, or what is that?
Well, it's mostly wood, and it has some inlay in it and stuff. It's a Castanari. It's made in, it's a Castanari Hacy is the model of the Castanari, and it's made in Italy in a little village. I've been making them there for many, many, many years.
And this next song, the song that you're going to do, has something to do with your own background, right?
Yeah, I've always been interested in Lithuania, where my grandparents came from, and started studying the Lithuanian folk songs and stuff. And this one here is called O Ramunėlė, and it's Ramunėlė is a affectionate diminutive for the Ramuna, which is the chamomile flower. So it's just kind of a little love song. The guy's trying to get her attention.
All right.
Yeah.
That's music often serves that. The first little impetus of music sometimes in individuals is somewhat about that romantic urge, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Well, so do the song for us, would you?
All right. This song's called O Ramunėlė.
Aqui, cas, anem цаки, касе сердяс мане миле, ой пасаки, кирдес денос, кирдес толе, тевешке брангя, сердя яуте, насу бебу. Shelly, make your brand guest know as a Rossi.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, from our hometown to yours, the Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour presents our very own audience participation quiz show, Shoot the Moon.
Don't matter to me how smart you are, maybe you're a big buffoon. You don't need to be quick on the draw, all you gotta do is shoot the moon. Shoot the moon, shoot the moon.
Now, here's the host of Shoot the Moon, the man with all the answers, because without them, the zeroth law of thermodynamics might just crumble, George Schricker.
Thank you, Jamie, and thank you so much. We have two guests with us here who have drawn willingly, well, one at gunpoint, but two at gunpoint, they tell me now. So. And that is Vera Tiani, who I've known for a long time, and Laura
Baird.
That's right. And I've known you too for some time. So, Laura, tell me a little bit about yourself.
I live in Plymouth, Indiana.
And what are your favorite things to do?
Favorite things to do? I like listening to these guys. That's my new favorite thing.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
And how about you, Vera? You're from Plymouth?
Oh, I'm from Plymouth, yes.
Well, not originally. You were way...
Michigan. Northern Michigan. Charlevoix, Michigan.
Yeah.
I was a home ec teacher up there when they used to call it home ec.
Yeah. And you're a skier, is it?
I'm a ski patroller for almost 40 years, yeah.
Oh, wow.
No black diamonds, though.
Okay. Well, we're going to play this exciting game show, and we have four categories for you today. Dahi Datum. A fantastical phoenix, talking Tullamore, and prevailing prosody. Which would you like of those? We'll go with Laura first, since she was taken at gunpoint.
About talking Tullamore?
Okay. All right. Tullamore, a town in Midlands of Ireland, is the subject of Jig Jam's song Tullamore to Boston. The town was seriously damaged on the 10th of May in 1785, when what happened?
Is the answer A, most of the town was swept away by a great flood? Or B, as the town recovered from a three-day festival, it was attacked by a vicious herd of maladjusted sheep? Or C, the crash of a hot air balloon.
Was that a clue?
I can't judge you anymore.
I think it might be C.
Yeah. Congratulations!
Now do you know what you've signed up for?
I see, yes.
Okay.
So
the crash of a hot air balloon resulted in a fire that burned down as many as 130 homes, giving the town the distinction of being the location of the world's first known aviation disaster, right? Aviation disaster. To this day, the town's shield depicts what?
A phoenix rising from the ashes.
Exactly. The event is yearly commemorated by the...
Oh, it's the Phoenix Festival. It doesn't run anymore.
Okay, we have another category. Vera, what would you like?
Oh, how about Fantastical Phoenix?
Fantastical Phoenix. Well, that seems like the one we just read, doesn't
it? Is it?
Yeah, I think we'll read out of order today. We'll see. That had to be that one. Yes, we're going to read Prevailing Prosody.
Oh.
How about that?
Oh, dear. Okay.
In the song, Ireland's Green Shore, the singer sings these words. Her cheeks were like two blooming roses. Her teeth were like ivory so white. Her eyes shone like two sparkling diamonds or the stars on some cold, frosty night. She was dressed in the richest attire, and green was the mantle she wore. And the following line says what?
Was it A, her feet were the color of peaches? B, with hair all whipped and tousled? Or C, all bound with hemlock and roses?
Okay. I'll go with C.
You're dead right.
How about that? How they're able to do this, I'm not certain. Anyway, we should check in on our score with Elena.
It may end in a cat fight. Okay. Laura won and Vera won.
Oh. You have a chance to redeem yourself. Don't choose this one.
How about date the datum, whatever that word is.
All right. Dahi... datum.
Oh,
Dahi meets his end in what manner? We need to know what manner. Dahi, the last pagan king of Ireland, ruled from 405 AD to 426 AD, and he had 24 sons, along with Crimthan the Great and Niall of the Nine Hostages. Whew. Dahi led Irish fleets to raid the Roman Empire. How was he killed?
By his wives, probably.
Is the answer A, for animal? Was he killed by a great serpent? B, for blue? Was he boiled in oil? Or C, for correct? Was he struck by lightning?
This will be tough. This will be a tough one. I want you all to just, you know, don't jump to any conclusions.
I think it was D.
That's correct, isn't it? Is it not?
D, oh. Dead right.
Okay, C. Okay. You know, we're going to choose this one again.
Oh, all right, last
okay.
one.
Okay, Talking Tullamore.
Tullamore.
Okay. So I read very little about this, and then we have a dramatic reading here coming up. So, right from Cahal. Okay, here we go. Are you ready for the handoff?
Sure.
Okay, get ready. Step up to the mic. Are you ready? Okay, I can see you moving around there. All right, we're getting ready. Here it is. Tullamore Dhu is...
A. A famous poem by the poet Gavin Molloy chronicles that exploit of two travellers who fall asleep beneath a great oak tree and dream of a magical land called Bodogan. B. A whiskey originally produced in Tullamore, County Offaly, Ireland, at the old Tullamore distillery, which was established in 1829, its name derived from the initials of Daniel E. Williams, or Jew, a general manager at the time and later owner of the original distillery. Or C, an Irish dance, a jig performed with male ribbon twillers at tall poles bearing bags of fruit and nuts.
You didn't give me one of these.
I prefer the actual game.
Okay.
Pick D.
Okay, pick you're going to have to do the hard work here.
B. B.
B is correct. Okay. All right, I think she had enough hints on that one. Okay, and what exactly is our score here? I'm concerned about that.
Well, the chips are down, and it's tight. With Laura with 2, and Vera with 2. It's a tie.
Wow. Wait a minute. Elena, does that mean no one wins anything?
As a matter of fact, win or lose, everyone gets lucky on Shoot the Moon. Each of our contestants have won a sticker, George. A big Wild Rose Moon sticker.
A sticker.
Instrument case, suitcase, refrigerator, electric scooter, bike basket, or newborn's forehead. Congratulations, everybody wins when we play Shoot the Moon.
It don't matter to me how smart you are. Maybe you're a big buffoon. You don't need to be quick on the draw. All you gotta do is shoot the moon. Shoot the moon. Shoot the moon.
Well, up next, we have Jig Jam returning to our stage. But before that, we have a new segment that we've been debuting lately on the radio show called A Moment with Nate. And we're looking forward to that. We want to thank Laura and Vera for coming to our stage. And we want to thank Paul Mitchell for his lovely Lithuanian folk song.